The Trans-Alaska Pipeline remains shut down following a spill at a pump station yesterday. Up to several thousand barrels of oil are estimated to have overflowed from a storage tank into a lined containment area at Pump Station 9 near Delta Junction. State Department of Environmental Conservation on-scene coordinator Tom DeRider says the overflow has slowed to a weep and the spill has not caused any environmental damage.
The secondary containment seems to be holding. The oil is all in containment. They looked at the water drain valves from the secondary containment. There is no oil outside of that area.
The pipeline is shut down, and DeRider says Alyeska is taking a measured approach to the situation. Alyeska spokeswoman Michelle Egan says oil recovery and restart of the pump station and pipeline are on hold while risks are assessed.
We have secured the site. We are working today through a six-phase process to restore operations, and we're taking every precaution around safety, environment, and protecting the station while looking towards getting the pipeline started back up again.
The tank overflow happened during a planned pipeline shutdown Tuesday while Alyeska was testing a fire suppression system and was operating on battery backup. Egan says problems resulted when the auxiliary power failed.
When we lost power, one of our operating systems that's designed to open valves and relieve pressure on the pipeline opened the valves the way it's designed to do, and that led to the tank filling and the tank filled to the point where some of it overflowed into the secondary containment.
The DEC's DeRider says the lack of power prevented tank oil level monitoring, which contributed to the overflow. North Slope production has been reduced to 16% of normal, and oil is being cached in upstream storage tanks. Alyeska's Egan says that can be sustained through midday tomorrow.